What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Do I dare ask?
Did I turn the wrong one off?
Do I dare ask, are we ready?
I am, but...
Sammy, are you ready?
Been ready, baby.
You gonna punch me in the face?
Not that I know of.
Coming to you from the Glass House Studios in Nashville, Tennessee, this is Talk to Chuck. Now here's your host, Chuck Wicks.
That's right. Fade the music down. You know, when you... I came in... 2 minutes late. I said, hey guys, 2 o'clock podcast gonna start. Technically, I walked in the door 2:01. So technically, I was a minute late. And then I'm ready to go. I came, you know, my brain was ready. I'm like, I know what I want to talk about on Love Country Talk Chuck today.
Mm-hmm.
And I came in with a vision, right?
You did.
I did. And I sat down. I'm like, y'all ready? And before I even, like, my finger even moved towards the record button, Sammy says, if you press record right now, I am going to punch you in your face. And I have no idea what I did to deserve that. Because I thought, I appreciate everybody coming on a beautiful day like today. I'm already like, you know what? I don't want this podcast to be long. You know why? Because the sun is shining and the breeze is breezing. Is that a thing? And the breeze is...
The wind is blowing?
The wind is blowing.
The breeze.
Nailed it.
Summer wind.
Makes me feel fine.
I even wrote out what we were going to talk about today.
Ooh.
So I stayed on task. And we could get... It's New Music Monday, by the way. Who is somebody out there? You keep looking out there.
Yeah, what are you? You're in the conversation.
I'm just living my best life.
Are they making faces at you?
Yeah, they were talking. They were like screaming. They're like, did you guys start? Yeah. And then I was punching them as well. It was just a whole thing.
All right.
You know, all right. It was a good time.
Well, I walked in and Sean Silva.
Woo!
Sean, come here.
Come on, Sean. Everybody, turn the volume down.
Sean Silva. No, I was away from the mic.
I was not.
Sean Silva was very excited because
he greeted us with, "You can still be cool at 50.
That's right. That's right. Well, he is very cool. He owns Tackle Box Films. He owns Glasshouse Studios, where we do the podcast. But he also shot the latest Carrie Underwood, Jason Aldean, "If I Didn't Love You" music video, and it came out last week, and it is getting rave reviews. And he's very excited about it. Was that why? Is that what I walked into?
Mm-hmm. As he should be. Well, he also was just. I feel like he's just in a good season of life. He was telling us other good things that are happening, so we were celebrating him and cheering on our pal.
Good season, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. It sounds much better than good age. He's in a good season.
I feel like seasons come and go, even within one age.
Really?
Yeah, you've never had like a bad couple of months.
Oh, I guess
rather
so.
Than a whole bad year.
I mean, last year.
Well, that was a unique situation. Whoa. I don't know that anybody was having a great year other than Jeff Bezos.
Actually, you know what? Jeff Bezos. I had a great year last year because my son was born. So, no, it was a fantastic year.
Yeah, but that was okay, never mind.
Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
we're getting
off track.
See, this is why I told you. I wrote stuff down so we could, let's just check it off the list and let's get out of here.
Woo! Okay, what's on the list?
I got a flight to catch.
Watch 60 Minutes Later. Man.
Yeah. I don't believe it.
All right. Did anybody go into, did you guys go? I feel like Sammy would have went to this. The Morgan Wallen, Dierks Bentley, Hardy, Cole Swindell, raising money for the flood victims. Did you go to that?
I did not.
I did virtually, watched it online. I paid money for it.
Really? How much did it cost?
$50.
$50?
It's a donation.
No, that's amazing. I mean, that's
so great. It went to a good cause,
They raised $750,000 and they put it together in 6 days.
Well, that's what happens when you're Morgan Wallen.
I know, it's ridiculous.
Isn't that awesome?
That dude can, never mind.
He can what?
I was going to say that dude can say anything and it will grow like wildfire, but I just feel like too soon. Here we are.
How soon we forget.
Uh-huh.
All right. Good for him. I love it. All right. Something big happened last Friday, and this is a test. Well, it's happening tomorrow, technically. But when this airs, Monday, today's Thursday. So tomorrow, or if you're listening to this last Friday, something happened to me. I know, it's a brain fart.
God, get to it.
I'm asking you, do you know?
I saw it, but you didn't tell us.
I know, I didn't tell you. I didn't tell anybody. But let's see who actually cares, Sammy, and follows my posts or my stories on the gram.
Why are you
or
dogging
Facebook,
on me?
And let's see, do you know what happened Friday and is now going to happen every single Friday, 10, 9 Central, on The Circle?
Yeah.
What is it?
I do.
What is it?
You have an animated show.
That's right, Abby.
Like, that's so cool.
That's right. What's it called, Sammy? What is it called?
Road Stories with Chuck Wicks.
Woo!
And you thought I didn't know, so I think you owe me an apology.
I am sorry.
Remember when I was at your house way back in the day and they were doing the graphics and they were trying to make you look some type of way?
Yes.
And then they were like fixing your jawline and stuff?
I know.
Yeah.
The worst thing about my me being animated in Road Stories is that now I have to go to the gym because I look really built. I mean, I'm like, I think they took a picture when I just got done doing an Iron Man. Like, seriously. And I was like, I did have a little more of a chiseled jaw look. And they went to town on it. So now I feel very...
Chuck's sitting here pretending like he didn't tell them to make him look jacked.
100% I did.
So why are you lying? Like, oh, I think they went off an old photo. Like, no, I was there. You called them. They were like, yeah, just make me look a little more jacked.
Well, I am going back. I just started going back to the gym. And part of it is because of this animated series.
How ironic that an animated series is going to make you work out, but not something that's... you know, on TV regularly.
Whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to be in a movie, but
don't need to do push-ups for that.
Now I have something.
For my cartoon I do, though.
That's right. I got to look up to my cartoonish self. Anyway, it's called Road Stories with Chuck Wicks. It's amazing. Jason Aldean was last Friday. He was like the kind of out-of-the-gate artist. And what it is, if you want to watch... It's 10, 9 Central. Just go to... Actually, you can go to the Circle All Access, I believe, and to find out. You can watch it on Dish. There's all different ways you can watch it. But each week for the next 8 weeks, I think, every Friday, you can you'll see a new artist. And how it works is they tell their favorite road stories, right? It's Circle All Access, yeah. And then you click here, and it tells you how you can watch it. It's cool because even though I've known these artists for some of them for 15 years, I was getting stories out of them that I've never heard before. And it was all because they knew they were going to be animated. So I go, listen, like Luke Bryan's one of my guests. So I go, Luke, listen, tell funny stories like that no one's ever heard, because and be really, really, you know, detailed with it. Because the more detailed you are, the animator can then put, if you say, oh, I was drinking a red Solo cup and then I switched to a blue Solo cup, like be that particular, because in animation you can change it all on the spot.
Was that your Luke Bryan accent?
Did I?
I was drinking a red Solo cup.
I was drinking a red Solo cup. Which, by the way, last week we had Caroline Bryan in, and she was fantastic.
I love her.
I got a shotgun from her, and Luke for her.
You did, for your
for
son.
For Tucker. Yeah. Well, you know, I'll borrow it until
you're right.
Anyway, just go to Circle All Access and check out where you can watch it.
So you just sit down and talk with them, kind of like this, and then they put the animation to it?
Yeah. I mean, it's been done. I did it. We recorded it maybe, let's just say 6 months ago.
This has been in the works this whole time.
It's been in the works this whole time. Whole time. What are you doing on your phone, Sammy?
Working, Chuck. I'm working.
Are you still working right now?
And, yeah.
Let's see.
Just can't. You act like, okay, it's 2:12 in the afternoon in the middle of a work day. What are you
doing? What's wrong with you?
Like, yeah.
How are you not dedicated to just Love Country talking
stuff?
Yeah, Chuck?
Well, you know what? I just bought a house.
All the money
That's
you make
how.
Here.
Yeah.
All the money you make
yeah,
here.
Yeah, let me tell you.
Okay, road stories. Anyway, every Friday,
I'm
10,
excited
9,
for
central.
You.
I'm excited too.
I don't mean like, what a unique, I was going to say weird, but what a unique thing to add to your resume.
Why not?
I'd say go for it.
You know, it was fun.
Will you do a road story with me and Abby when we go out and crush grapes with our toes for your wine?
100%.
Okay, perfect.
That'd be cool.
That's a good, great segue. I didn't know you were going to bring the wine into this, but if you
want to look at how much you can self-promote.
I got off a phone call today.
With who? Tell us more.
With a cruise line. Okay. And it's in the works. It's not definite yet, but I am working on having a Chuck Wicks.
You're making so many mouth noises. I can't even concentrate on what you're saying because I can hear the spit moving around in your mouth and I want to pass away. Oh my God.
I am so sorry.
You're like,
sorry.
And then.
There we go.
God.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, man.
I came in so motivated for this podcast and I just feel like this is going downhill.
I think we're doing great. I think you should just tell us about the cruise.
All right. It's not definite yet, but hopefully it soon will be. But I just want to put it in the universe, okay?
Manifest it.
Manifest it in the universe. I'm working on a Melorosa cruise. So a Melorosa wine cruise. And we're going to go...
Like a full-blown cruise like or a, like a... Like we're going on the Cumberland and we're going to look at the Nissan Stadium for 6 hours like and that's it.
A full-blown big old cruise line that will take us to the islands.
If that doesn't get you motivated to work out, I don't know what does. This animated series, but the cruise. Yeah.
I'll do a private tastings. I'm going to do shows on the boat, like private shows.
You had to pay extra for that? Hang out with Chuck Wicks one-on-one?
I don't know. I'm working on it. Okay. I'm working on like a package deal. Anyway, so that's in the works. But in case that happens, which I think it might, strong possibility, I'm working on something where if everyone, because the pre-orders are about to start for Melorosa, the wine. I think, and I'm just throwing it out there, I think like if someone buys a bottle of Melorosa wine, they will then get, let's give away 2 tickets to the cruise. Right? Give away a cruise.
Like they're in a drawing to win?
Yes.
Okay. I was like, you just buy one bottle of wine, you get a cruise. I'm like, Jesus, give me 5.
All right. I am in debt. Why? No, I was thinking like, for instance, Sammy, if you go to Melorosa.com, you sign up, you get all the info when the pre-orders are going to start. And then you're in your email, you're like, hey, welcome, Sammy Shea. Pre-orders start tomorrow morning. For every bottle you order, you're going to get 10 entries into winning this cruise, the Melorosa cruise.
Love that.
That goes to all the Bahamas and all that stuff.
I love a good drawing.
Right?
I do.
Because not only do you...
Good incentive.
Yes, you get wine, which, hello.
Which you can drink if you don't win the cruise, and it'll feel like you're on a cruise.
Exactly. You drink enough. Why get a case? Why get why get one bottle? Anyway, so we're working on that. I want to manifest that. I want to put it in the universe.
I believe in you.
Okay. And I think that's going to happen soon, because the wine is going to be out and available this year, which we only have four more months in this year. So
that's true.
That's terrifying.
It's soon. Anyway, Melorosa.com. Wanted to get that off my chest because it was an exciting phone call.
That is exciting.
It was on the way here.
Yeah, that's amazing.
It was on the way here. It is Monday. We're not going to get to... We're going to end with New Music Monday. I'm so sorry about my mouth noises. Is it still happening?
No, it was just when you were trying to get that story about the cruise out. I was dying a little on the inside, but we're back, baby. We're ready.
All right. I can't even do it.
There's got to be people who are listening that also feel the same way as me, and so I apologize on behalf of Chuck to them.
All right. Do you guys remember... Thank you. I'm sorry, too, for those people out there. Do you guys remember a long time ago, I was on a show?
I already know where this is going. Mm-hmm. I can read your mind. I know you same. That well.
I was on a show.
Me really? Too.
Yeah, I already know where it's going.
All right. I was on a show, Dancing with the Stars.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You know where I'm going to go with
100%.
All right, well, they just announced.
I think we need to see other people. The fact that I just read your mind and I knew what the next story you were going to say was is kind of frightening to
we're
me.
We're basically dating.
Okay, let's not go there.
No, I mean, like, when I'm that's what people that are dating, like, they read each other. Actually, that's not true. That's why people break up if they can't. Anyway, or no, actually, if they can read each other's mind, you know what I'm saying? They break up because they're like, why are you thinking about that other girl? Boom. Oh!
Sure.
Oh, I should have took my medicine before I came in.
Is it the ADD medicine?
I feel like I don't take ADD medicine, but I probably need it. Anyway.
Ditto.
Anyway. What I was getting at was Jimmy Allen is my Delaware co-part.
Are you guys BFFs?
We are. We became friends, and then we became closer friends, and then we got into bowling league. And then we became best friends.
Okay, that's fair enough. Can Jimmy dance?
So I didn't know this about Jimmy. Jimmy actually did used to do some dancing, like hip-hop style dancing, pop and lock.
Okay, you know, but is he good?
He's, well...
Everybody can take a dance class.
Exactly. Anybody can take a dance class, and I recommend you should. It's really good for the soul. But... And your souls. I would...
That was gross.
Come on.
That was gross.
That was a dad joke. Oh, it was a soul and your souls.
We got it. There was just no laugh.
And your shoes.
Crickets.
Here we
crickets.
Go.
Don't you have a cricket one?
Huh? Actually, that's the type of joke that would get those kind of laughs.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. No, ballroom dancing is a lot different. It doesn't matter if you were, you know, pop and lock. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter.
Oh, for sure. It's a whole different beast.
Whole different deal.
I feel like I've... danced for forever. I dance all day every day, but I don't know that I could do like partner dancing very well. I'd be willing to try, but I'm not a star, therefore I cannot be on Dancing with the Stars.
Well, I mean, you know what they say every year, they announce the stars and they're like, these are celebrities. They always make fun of
I feel like they do.
Yeah,
but it's just like, yeah, they have some sort of following, so just like let it go.
Yeah, there's some people I have no idea who they are on this season, and there's some people I'm like, oh yeah, that's cool. That one guy from 90210 is on it. Do I need to look this up? I was just going to talk about Jimmy Allen. Do you guys want to know the cast?
I was confused by one of them. So remember on
I know Suni Lee is one of them. The Olympic gymnast?
Yes.
Yeah.
I saw her post about that, and then I knew Jimmy, and then that girl that got in trouble for rowing because she went to college, but she didn't go to college, and her mom lied.
That's
her mom is the aunt
about.
From Full House. What's
Aunt
her
Becky.
Name? Aunt Becky.
Aunt Becky's daughter.
Why
yeah.
is she
Olivia
here?
Jade. That's her name. Why did that just come to me? I don't know, because I'm a freaking genius. Not sure why she's a celebrity. She cheated.
Yeah, I was confused by
and
that
And then
one.
Now they're gonna be like, we'll celebrate you even though you cheated.
So Olivia Jade, who you just said, Olivia Jade Gianulli, her dad has a big clothing company.
Well, yeah, both of her parents are famous. Her mom's Aunt Becky, and then her dad is rich, and that's how she got into Stanford. She posed for rowing photos. I did see a meme, though, that was, like, hilarious. Like, thank God Dancing with the Stars is in the fall, and it won't ruin Olivia Jade's training season for rowing. And I was, like, savage, but also valid.
All right, well, you know The Miz? You know The Miz? Mike Miz?
No.
The Miz from Real World.
You can say it three more times.
He's a wrestler.
No, he was in the Real World. He started in the Real World and then he went to wrestling.
Okay.
He's on it. He's actually kind of funny.
Okay.
I think it'll be good. Matt James.
From The Bachelor.
Oh, from The Bachelor.
From The Bachelor. Okay. And which also, by the way, if you ever think, what, how come The Bachelor or The Bachelorette is always on Dancing with the Stars?
Because it's the same network, isn't it?
Because it's the same network.
Yeah.
ABC, and they want to cross-pollinate shows.
Cross-pollinate.
Thank you.
Love it.
JoJo Siwa. You guys know.
Oh my gosh, is she the one with the side pony?
That's right.
Isn't she like grown now?
She's a little more grown. They're making a big deal about her that she came out, and she's the first woman to have a woman partner.
Look at us go. Look at 2021, baby.
Look at that. Look
I've said that. Baby like nine times in this episode. I apologize.
Here's something very interesting about JoJo Siwa. Guess who used to be her babysitter? Sean Johnson.
Shut up.
What?
I was going to say Paris Hilton. No. I don't know.
I was going to say, what's big difference? But
yeah.
So Shawn Johnson, the Olympic gold medalist, and she's been on Talk to Chuck. She was our first guest on Talk to Chuck. And Sammy was not here, and she takes that to heart. And I'm very sorry. Maybe she should come back and talk about how she. Okay.
She should.
Sorry. Still, the cut's still deep. But she used to, we were talking on the phone this week, and she goes, Jimmy Allen's on Dancing with the Stars. I'm like, yeah, I know. She goes, you know who else is? I'm JoJo Siwa. I'm like, yeah, the girl that like has a million, trillion little girl fans because she has her show and stuff like that. And she sings and dances.
I don't really know much about her career. I just know that.
She's super famous. Her ponytails, the side ponytail deal, yeah. That's like a big deal.
I just know she sold out Bridgestone Arena like three nights in a row or something ridiculous.
All little girls.
You know who I knew that? Adrian Culp. Took his daughters there and he looked rough for the morning show the next day. He's like, I can still hear the screaming.
I want to see JoJo Siwa. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, so she's on there. Suni Lee, and that's that's in the other Olympic.
The American treasure, Suni Lee. Boom. Olympic all around gold medalist.
She'll be good.
Melora Hardin. Do we know who that is?
Never heard of her.
Interesting. Melanie C.
Yeah.
Oh, is that the Spice Girl?
Spice Girl.
Is it?
Isn't Melanie C, isn't that the girl with the scary spice? Yeah. Isn't it her? I mean, yeah. It could be Mel B, because wasn't there one of those two?
All right. Matt James said Kenya Moore. Do we know her?
No.
Should have done more research.
All right.
For
Brian Austin Green.
Who's that?
Come on. We know him.
Okay.
He's dating Sharna, isn't he? That she was one of the coaches. Sharna Burgess.
I need to watch more reality TV, y'all.
Let me see if I can find
Brian Austin Green.
Brian Austin Green was on 90210. Look it up, bro. And he used to be married to Machine Gun Kelly's
Megan Fox.
God, that's why did I use Machine Gun Kelly as a reference?
I don't know.
That's the cast.
Okay, Melanie Chisholm was Mel C. That's a Spice Girl.
Okay.
Wow.
All right. Well, I'm glad we got through that. Anyway.
We know like three of them.
Three of them.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
So anyway, with that said, because you're listening to Love Country Talk to Chuck, you might want to vote for our boy, Jimmy Allen.
Are you going to go out there and watch him dance?
I'm going to go out there. Yeah, I'm going out there. You want to go?
You give me front row? Hell yeah, I want to go, but I'll probably not get invited.
Always front row. I went a couple years ago.
How is he going to be on Dancing with the Stars when his wife's about to give birth?
Oh, she's given birth like probably, and then I know the exact date, but
okay, well,
it's probably pretty soon.
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't know. I got a feeling they're going to be having a baby out in L.A.
Okay.
All right. So there's that. I don't know what I was going to say. Oh, I went to Dance with the Stars as a spectator, and I didn't want to. And this was like 3-4 years ago, and I had no change of clothes. I just wanted to go. Oh, it was when Bobby Bones was on. So I went to go see Bobby Bones. What was that? 3 years ago? Let's just say 3 years, 4 years ago. I went there, and I just wanted to say, what's up? And Kelsey Ballerini was there as well. And I'm like, so we're talking backstage, and I have a hat on, a t-shirt and jeans. And you to be a guest to watch Dancing with the Stars, there's a dress code. Like, you can't wear a hat. And you can't wear, like, you got to be dressed nice because you're in a ballroom.
Ballroom dancing.
Yes. So because I was on the show, and they knew, they're like, she's like, don't worry about it, just go, you're fine. Well, I'm sitting like right next to the judges table, so the whole time when they would pan to the judges, you would see my dumb butt, the only guy
dumb butt,
I was gonna say dumbass. I was trying to, so I the only guy with a hat on, I'm sitting next to Kelsey Ballerini. So then Ellen DeGeneres, her team, does this whole thing about it and says, did you guys see the hot guy in the blue hat?
Really?
I was the hot guy in the blue hat, and it was on on the Ellen show. And I,
Abby,
go,
I'm going to need you to look this up to confirm that this is truthful.
It is very truthful. Here's the best part about it. I mean, obviously a compliment, but
they didn't know who you were.
No, they didn't know who I was. They're like, I'm not sure who he is. But they didn't know who Kelsey Ballerini was either, and she's sitting right next to me. Anyway, that's my story.
Claim to fame.
Yeah, I'm trying to look it up, but not gonna find it.
Is it because it's not real?
I mean, where do you find that?
On the Ellen show?
I'm definitely, you know what, guys? It's.
Will you text it to us in the group text later?
I will.
Okay.
I will.
I believe you if I see it.
Yeah, I want to see it.
Gosh. Mysterious man.
Wait, what year was it? 2018, maybe?
Maybe.
I'll just be over here looking. Don't mind.
Anyway, so that Dance with the Stars news.
Okay. Congrats to Jimmy.
Yeah, it's good. I think it's really good for him. I don't know how many people watched a show now. When I was on the show, 20 million people a week watched it.
Whoa. That'd be so scary.
20 million people.
Thinking that many
people. I don't know that I've ever seen a full episode from top to bottom. I do have to say. I've seen bits and pieces and like highlights online and stuff like that. I feel like my mom and my aunt are really into those kind of shows. So they're kind of what keep me connected to it, I guess.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I never watched it until I was on it.
I believe that.
I actually wish I would have watched it so I knew what I was getting into. I was just like, yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Cool. Dancing. Perfect. A lot of people are watching me. I want them to hear my music. Let's do it. Do you guys want to ask me about what I'm doing this weekend? It's my first ever.
Please tell us more.
PBA.
Is this the one they got the show with it?
This is the
in
first.
In Fishers, Indiana?
That's right.
Wow.
That's right.
I got a good memory.
Sammy's a low-key a fan of my bowling, I think.
I am low key of you pursuing dreams that make you happy. Actually, I'm high key that. I don't really know that I have an opinion about a bowling league.
My wife is calling. Hello, this is your husband.
Hi, what are you doing?
We're on. I'm in the middle of doing the podcast. What are you on? Go ahead, caller.
Oh, hi.
Anything you want to say?
No.
All right. All right.
You don't have to get angry.
Okay, that's great. Yeah, I wouldn't be able to make it.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, we'll call me later.
Okay, I love you so much.
Bye, Cassie. Love you. Silence.
Wow. She said, "Bye, Cassie. I love you." Service.
She's in the middle of where you live.
She's lucky. She's lucky. Because then that would have been rude. You could tell she'd break.
Cassie's not rude. She would have said it even if she didn't mean it.
We went out last night. We had a little date night. We went if you ever go downtown.
Wait, was that the grand opening thing?
It was not the grand opening thing. It was like a soft opening.
I was going to go to that and I didn't know that y'all were going to go. I would have.
You should have definitely went.
Well, there was a lot of things going on in town last night and I just couldn't do it. I just needed it.
What did you do last night?
I didn't. I just hung out. Continue about your date night.
I'm getting a little. Okay. I felt like there was some information, more information in there.
No, nope.
She hung out.
Abby.
I did.
I love hanging out.
Yeah. Abby. Sammy, what did you do?
I watched Law and Order SVU.
You watched it?
Mm-hmm. It was good. Sure did. I don't know why we're still talking about it. I just snotted.
What happened in that episode?
There are a lot of them.
Really?
I had seen a lot of them already.
How many
as well.
Episodes can you last?
Okay. What? Please tell us about your date night at 12:30 Club. Justin Timberlake, Fifth and Broad, right there downtown. You guys should definitely check it out. There's a great restaurant around it as well.
That's right. And if you walk right up the street from Fifth and Broad, which is Fifth is now called John Lewis Way, you just walk right up two blocks and you'll see the Woolworth Theater on your left, soon to be open next year.
Wait,
early.
Which way are we walking up? Towards 40?
The Ryman. Towards the Ryman.
Oh, towards Ryman.
So you pass the Ryman Auditorium on your right.
Okay, you and then how many more blocks?
Two.
So it's by that, like the Starbucks and the
505 building.
Okay.
Big giant building there. Yeah.
All right.
Anyway, so we went to the 12:30 Club Supper Club rooftop. This is the Justin Timberlake partially owned thing that you just talked about, and I thought it was really nice. It was nice.
That's your review?
I mean,
all that lead up and that was your review.
Here's the deal with it. I think the rooftop is really nice. That's the main part that was open. The supper club part, I'm curious. It's very, very jazzy. Like that's what they're gonna have at the supper club.
Mm-hmm.
Is they have a stage. They're gonna have an oyster bar. They're gonna
sounds
have all these
bougie.
It's super bougie. It's like it looks like a really nice steakhouse, also entertaining room. So it's Vegas meets Chicago.
I'm
meets
sure really rich people will rent it out for their weddings.
Mmm. That would be expensive.
Yeah, but I'm sure there's someone here who can afford it.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. So they're gonna focus on jazz music.
Maybe it'll be my husband. Just kidding, that's so not my vibe.
Well, how was last night?
It was great. I watched Law & Order SVU.
SVU too. Who's making the mouth noises now there, sippy sip?
Can we please move on?
All right. Abby, we'll find out.
Okay. Well, congratulations. You're going to play in a bowling show. We totally went off that track, but I do want to ask a question and get a recap of what Abby did on her birthday. How are we not going to talk about that?
Well, hold on. Before we get to Abby, the thing, because I want to make a big... Did you get the recording I asked for?
Uh-huh. Okay. I did.
The PBA tournament that I'm bowling in this past weekend, there is a dilemma, and I just want to let you guys know. It stressed me out.
Uh-oh.
My jersey. See, I knew you would enjoy this because I knew the minute you knew I had to wear a jersey with my name on it.
Oh my God. Okay. Does it say Charles or Chuck?
Chuck Wicks on the back.
Oh my God, like a jersey. Do you have a number? Is it a button down? Is there a collar?
It's a collar. I was really excited.
What kind of pants do you have to wear?
I have to wear like dress pants.
Football pants?
You can't wear
just in case you slip and fall. Gotta protect the buns.
So I was so excited, guys, to get my first PBA bowling jersey with my name on the back. It didn't show up in time. I was supposed to be here yesterday. I got a thing. It's like, hey, we're running 2 days late. So they had to make one on the spot for me. So technically, I don't even know what it's going to look like because we're, you know, it's 2 days away. But wish me luck on that one.
I'm making it on the spot.
Just take your shirt off. Go shirtless. Be the first guy in the PBA to be a country music star as well as shirtless. There you go. Yeah, win-win.
Good idea. No,
guys,
any press is good press, right?
There's rules and regulations. Okay. I do want to be the Happy Gilmore at bowling, though.
I think you're well on your way, pal. I don't think you have to try much.
All right. And one more thing before we get
I think you're going to have the hottest wife there. That's for sure.
I mean, I have the hottest wife everywhere, I think.
Okay.
Anywhere I go, I think I have the hottest wife. That's what every husband should say.
Mm-hmm. They should.
So no offense to any other wife out there. Quick apology for our last podcast that did not get uploaded right. To Apple, to the Apple podcast. It got on Spotify, got on iHeart, got on all the things, but not Apple.
Apple's having issues. I don't know what's going on. I put it on one website and it kind of shoots them out to every platform, but Apple, I don't know. It takes
time.
Apple, like a security?
It'll be there in, you know,
maybe today
or tomorrow.
Jeez.
It'll be there. I don't know why it does that, though.
That is weird. I don't know.
All right. Well, just saying we're sorry. We didn't do it on purpose. Trust me. Mm-hmm. All right. Now to the good stuff. Abby, last weekend, you finally got your moment.
Yeah.
In the sun.
That was the best birthday ever.
It was an awesome birthday. And you did great. We all saw it online. Uh-huh. Many, many clips, many different angles.
I tuned into a live from your phone.
Did you?
I'm like, why is Abby going live if she's on stage? I realized obviously it was someone else.
That's my cousin. Okay. I've never done a live before and I'm like, good luck. I don't know how it's going to turn
out. There were, when I was there, 185 people watching. So just in case you want to know, it was like...
Well, and there was a lot of people there, right? It just sold out.
Yeah,
sold out crowd.
There were a lot.
All right, so were you nervous?
No.
Interesting.
I was really excited. I don't know why I wasn't nervous because we did sound check earlier that day.
So you felt
and
good.
It went well. And I was like, okay, I can do this.
I could tell you were so excited because when you walked out on the stage, you were like, what's up, what's up? It was like the highest level of like excitement, screaming. I was like, Abby is on one right now.
I was on a whole different
It was
level.
Like you came in guns a-blazing. I was like, this chick is ready. And then you like started shimmying and I was like, okay. Abby like, or Bobby moved to the back and you came up to the front. I was like, okay, this is Abby's stage now.
Oh my
God. She's
gosh.
Like, hey, move over, bud.
I was bouncing off the walls of excitement.
I know. It was good. Yeah, it was great.
Did you do anything to calm your nerves or you just like...
I had a beer.
Okay.
One beer?
Maybe two.
Yeah, you need to get shots next time because beers will make you belch.
I didn't want to get too crazy.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't
want to One shot's
like,
going to make
out.
You too crazy.
Same. I'm a lightweight.
Same.
I just didn't want to ruin the moment. I was like, you got to take it slow.
She had a sip of a beer.
She's like, I smelled a shot and I blacked out.
All right. So I asked you to pull your audio and I can't wait. Are you in control of this?
I have a few different ones. I don't know which one you want. And how long?
How many songs did you sing?
Well, because I took other people's.
Oh.
So they're different angles and the sound's different. But then I have the full one. But then I wanted you guys to hear the crowd chanting my name because that was the coolest part.
I want you. You know what? I'm so happy for you. And I'm so happy that you're excited about this that I want you to share whatever you want to share.
Well, no, there's a 5-minute one. That's too long. That's the whole thing.
Except that one.
Okay. Yeah.
I want to hear. I want to hear the cheer. Give me one of you singing.
Okay.
And give me the crowd cheering your name.
Okay. Hopefully this is a good one.
Okay. This one.
Feeling the
They loved it. They loved it.
I know. They were so nice.
No, I mean, I think they genuinely were rooting for you. And that's your hometown, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I loved it. That's your hometown.
And then, hold on. Here's them chanting. So I was like just going to walk off the stage as the music was like fading. Mm-hmm. And Bobby's like, no, come back out. And here's this.
Okay. Happy, 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 happy.
Thank you, Bobby. You guys are making her cry. Happy, happy.
Oh my gosh.
Thank
you.
So much, you guys are
awesome.
It's amazing.
Oh my god, it was so cool. That's and like all the lights came on out there so I could see, so the see whole them. crowd. Yes. And I was just like, this is not real, it's not real.
You're living, so nice. You're living the dream.
Yeah, I know it was. You, now I know how you feel. Like, I want to be a singer now.
Oh, every time I'm up on stage and they scream Abby at me, I'm like, yeah.
Chuck. It was the best.
I saw you singing like full blown with Russell Dickerson as well.
Oh,
I don't know if that was allowed or not, but like you were just in his set. I was like, okay, Abs, go ahead.
You mean when they all came out?
Yeah.
Yeah, they did Friends in Low Places and brought like everybody, like Maddie and Tay, Russell Dickerson, and I went all out too. They gave me a mic. What was I supposed to do?
No, I think you did great. I think you did exactly the way you should have done it.
Oh, you crushed it.
So, I also think that if you're going to compare your hyperness to Russell Dickerson and you're on a level above everybody else, you're probably still way below him because he's a wild child.
Yeah.
I love him. My wife and I were stalking Russell because he just brought his little baby to Disney World for his first
anniversary. Oh, my God. That baby. The lineman.
Oh,
the lineman.
The lineman. We saw him at your celebrity softball tournament.
That's right. Big kid.
Yeah, I held him and I got a workout in.
Oh, you did?
You were with me, Abby.
Oh,
you were literally right next. We were talking to Barry.
Yes. I didn't go down and hold him.
Okay,
I stayed up.
You were up there with Cassie and Tucker.
Yeah, I stayed up there while she went down.
I was gallivanting through the stadium. So there's that.
Yes, you were. I love you guys. I love you guys.
Thank you.
I'm happy for you. So do you go to bed at night and just play Abby?
Yes, I do. You go to bed? That's my ringtone.
Stop it.
Stop I'm kidding.
It. That would be amazing. It should be.
That was just the best thing. Nothing can top that.
I feel like there couldn't have been a better birthday present.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Nope.
Good
I'm
for
staying
you.
This age forever.
And just goes to show y'all, all you got to do is ask. That's all you
true.
Did.
All you have to, like, that wouldn't have even happened if I didn't ask him.
Don't
Isn't
be afraid.
Isn't that crazy?
No, I think it's fantastic.
I think it's a great story. Yeah, I think that's like, there you go. Perfect example.
All right.
Shoot your shot.
That's our positive podcast Monday right there.
I thought you were rapping. I was like, we didn't do new music.
No, we're gonna end it with new music Monday because I told you it's really nice out. We need to get out of here and enjoy the day.
I got a flight to catch.
Where are you going?
Philadelphia.
Why?
Because my best friend is having a bridal shower.
Do you know what the city of Philadelphia is known for?
Rocky. The city of brotherly love.
There we go.
I'm going to run up those steps. I'm going to try and walk up on my hands again. I did it like in 2014. Let's see if I can still do it at 31.
Tape it.
I don't think I can.
Will you video it?
I weigh a lot more now.
I've seen you walk on your hands.
Yeah, just not recently.
Okay. I think you look great.
No, thanks. I don't feel that way. But you know what? I'm just positive talk, you know? Just keeping it positive in the mental capacity.
Do that.
I will.
All right. Who wants to go first? Sorry, I just made a mouth noise.
Now you're hyper aware of it. I mean, mine's a banger, so like...
All right, well, let's end with yours.
Okay.
Is yours for sure a banger?
For sure.
All right, and can I be honest about mine? Haven't even listened to it. I just know that I was excited that Sam Hunt has a new song out called 23. And I'm like, I don't even know what it sounds like yet. I haven't heard it, but this is what it is.
Brian Webb approved of it, so...
Oh, then it's got to be a banger.
Mm-hmm.
No matter where I go, no matter what I do, I'll never be 23 with anyone but you. You can marry who you want, go back to Tennessee, but you'll never be 23 with anyone but me. We'll always have Full Bay Beach, we'll always have Delta Nights, we'll always be in between real love and real life. You can ride the train to work, straighten out your accent in the city, like you folks ain't from Mississippi. Yeah. You probably got an office.
Oh,
great
is that
pick.
It? Is that
yep.
it? She cut me off.
I thought you wanted to.
I was jamming, bro.
I know you were.
I was
That's
jamming.
A good song. That's the first time I've heard it, too.
I'm in it. I'm
Sam
in
Hunt
it.
Is.
I could tell by your dance moves.
You like some Sam Hunt.
Oof. What a beautiful man.
He's a pretty guy.
He's a pretty man.
All right, I got one for you, ladies.
Okay.
You walk into a bar. You see Sam.
Never done it before. At least not today.
You walk into a bar. You see Sam Hunt on one end. You see Eric Decker on the other end. And then you see Chris Hemsworth in the middle. Which one do you go to first?
Chris Hemsworth. Yours is Decker. I know it is.
If they weren't married, Decker.
Well, nobody's married in this
fantasy land.
We're dreaming right now.
Fantasy
Chris
land.
Hemsworth. He's very much my type.
Okay. Eric Decker, for sure. Yeah.
That's not to say that Sam's not, like, you know, Chris will probably turn me down. So, hey, Sam, what's up? Except for we'd never work out because we have the same name, and that's weird. Sorry about it. We're going to get mail to our house, Sam and Sam.
You'd be screaming your own name.
Okay. Jesus Christ.
Too much.
Okay. Who is
Lord
next? Who is next? How was your date the other night, Sammy?
That wasn't me.
No, you went on a date yesterday.
Oh. No, I didn't. I don't know why you won't believe me.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
All right, you go, Abby.
Okay, so mine is this guy. I put him on here because he had all of his gear stolen.
And
it makes me mad.
Yes.
And I hope they find them.
Literally the third artist, though, within the last 6 months.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening.
They think it's the same guy.
Yeah, well, that guy needs to go to jail. Why is he still out roaming around stealing trailers?
Who is it?
Adam Doliak.
Adam Doliak, yeah. He got on TikTok and was, like, not pulling any punches. He was pissed.
I saw that.
But he also, I mean, obviously the whole story is tragic, but he's like, this took years to build. I feel like you forget that, first of all, music equipment is expensive. Mm-hmm. And also, I feel like music equipment I guess you can attest to it more than I can, but like instruments and stuff hold sentimental value as well.
Yes.
So it's not just you know, like my laptop for work. I don't have any sentimental value to that, but I feel like instruments are a whole nother ball game. And if someone's going to rip that out from under you, I'd also be pissed and probably screaming on TikTok.
Have you ever been like, have you ever had a home or your truck broken into or
yeah.
a car?
Yeah.
It's one of the most
invasive
yeah. things. Cause you just feel like you just, it's like anger. You just, mm-hmm. you're just like someone invaded your yeah. space and your privacy and they stole from you. I mean, this is ridiculous. Thou shalt not steal.
It's like not that hard. I don't know. Humans are. Ugh.
So anyway,
hopefully they find it.
And what's it's not like this person was stealing bread to survive, right?
No.
He's driving an Escalade, a white Escalade. Who knows if he stole it or not, but he's driving in an Escalade. It's just like, what are you doing, man?
He's trying to sell that equipment to make a profit. And like, meanwhile, it means nothing to him.
And here's another, misperception?
Sure.
Is that right? A lot of people think that just because you're a country artist, that you're just like rich all of a sudden.
A misconception.
Misconception?
There we go. I was like trying to figure out where you're going.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. But some of the poorest moments in my life was when I first got my first record deal and I was out on the road like Adam Doliak is like a new artist out on the road trying to make it happen, busting his butt.
Oh yeah.
A lot of artists don't, until they're like really rolling, like they got 4, 5, 6, 7 number ones and they're really touring a lot. They're trying to make ends meet too. Mm-hmm. I mean, yes, they're doing cool things. Yes, they're on a nice tour bus. Some of them, you know, some of them aren't. Yes, they have nice musical instruments. And
we
yes,
should do a podcast on the back end of the back end of signing your first record deal.
Oh, 100%.
There's so much that I didn't know about that I've learned. And I'm like, holy.
Here's a good way to look at it. If an artist makes 20% of their gross income, that's good. If they make 30%, wow, you're really rocking it. Because the minute they get paid, they have agents, managers, business managers right there. Agents 15%, business managers 5%, so you're at 20. Then you got probably 15 to 20 on management, right? So you're almost 35-40%. 35-40% of your paycheck is gone before you even see it.
Yeah, but that's not even including everything on the record label side, plus all the traveling, plus the tour bus, plus this, plus meals, plus that.
Expenses.
Like, it's just, it's insane. I had no idea until I crossed over to the dark side, started working for a record label.
When I was touring a lot, my break-even point, so in order for me to make, no, my break-even point, to go out, take the bus, take the band, you know, pay for all that stuff, pay the management, was right around $8,000.
Oh, man.
So
oh my gosh.
I had to get an offer, get a gig for $8,000 just to break even, just yeah. to do it.
Jeez.
So if I get a show for $10,000, I make $2,000,
mm-hmm.
which is a lot. I mean, which is a lot. But, you know, it's just, it takes time, in other words, to build a career and really start making money.
Mm-hmm.
So we feel for Adam and hopefully he gets his stuff back. They got his license plate, the VIN number, all the good things.
Redemption, baby.
It will come. God's on his side. All right, here we go.
Yeah, so this is called Somewhere Cool With You.
Really this is the banger?
No, this is Adam's song.
Oh, this we is Adam. This is Adam Dolly. Yeah. Oh, so this isn't a banger. This is Adam's song?
Yeah, this is Adam's. And then she'll do hers.
Okay. Somewhere cool with you, see a different side of the same full moon. Lose a little sleep in a hotel room. Live a little out of a suitcase. I'll take palm trees, I'll take Paris. Let's make all of our friends jealous. Anyway, I don't care, long as you're right there, baby, it's cool with me. Love it.
Woo.
Love it. He's got a cool voice.
I know, he does.
He sounds good live, too.
Mm-hmm.
I've done some acoustic shows with him. He's really good.
I was at that show.
You
remember?
Were? Oh, yeah, that's right.
Wow.
Yeah, you were. Okay, Sammy. With the banger, she already set it up.
It's so good.
All right.
Well, my song is by my friend, my pal, and like low-key one of my favorite artists, Nico Moon.
Mm-hmm.
And it's off his new album he just released a couple weeks ago called Good Time. You guys have heard that song. That's pretty popular.
Was Nico Moon in Zach Brown band?
No, but he has written pretty much all of their songs.
Thank you.
So he has a very he's a very lucrative and successful song career, or songwriting career, excuse me. And he just crossed over to being
an artist,
more of an artist within the last like 2 years, 18 months.
You know who else was like that? Not country, Bruno Mars.
Really?
Bruno Mars was a great songwriter, still is. But he wrote on so many albums, was writing with these great artists, and all the artists were like, dude, you sound amazing.
Same with Hardy.
Hardy's the same way.
Hardy's written like every country song ever, but maybe Bruno Mars should be on Dancing with the Stars.
Mm.
Anyways, ADD. Back to what I was saying. Nico Moon, it's called She Ain't You.
She got class, she got style. A girl that thought of you been driving me wild. She treat me good, good as gold. Everything a man could want. She ain't you. She don't love me like you do. Tried to move on ever since you've been gone. Make it work with someone new. Me like you do. I know I got it made. I ain't trying to throw shade, cause she like the dream come true. She ain't you. You, 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 you. She ain't you, bro. Been through everything you could think of. Yeah, we got a lot of history. Through the good and the bad days, life in the fast lane. You were ride or die for me. Well, it didn't work out the way that we planned it. We're older now, so cannot be candid. There's no more pretending.
Playing the whole song.
I know that it's ending. So take me back to the beginning.
Okay, I'm gonna stop it. Stopping it at that.
I was dropping like it was hot.
Chuck,
I was.
Why do you have to like? Thank God there's no cameras today.
Yeah.
I was dropping it like it was hot, ladies.
You were dropping something. I'm winded from that dance party. That is a banger. Is that not a banger?
Yeah.
First of all, I love the beat, but I also love the message because I just feel like I hope that all of my exes sing the song about me.
She ain't you.
Yeah, she ain't you. I mean, she's fine, but she ain't you. It's like, damn right she ain't, honey.
Yeah, I like that. All right. Well, we love Adam Doliak. Hope he finds his stolen stuff. But that doesn't mean he won today. Okay? I think because Sammy got up and danced.
Is that what you have to do now?
And she was really into it. She sold me.
And also, my song was the best. You didn't even listen to your song.
She ain't.
Yeah.
Well, I was genuinely surprised.
That was a good pick, though, for not having listened to it, I will say.
If Brian Webb says it's a good song.
Brian Webb also has an enormous man crush on Sam Hunt.
That's true.
Like, I don't hate it, but just saying.
Gosh.
One day we're going to get Nico here on the podcast, and I'm going to just replay all the footage of me dancing to his music.
All right, well, Nico wins. She ain't you.
Yes.
But we do recommend checking Adam Doliak and 23 from Sam Hunt. All right, what if you walk into a bar? Okay.
Okay. I like these games.
It's Chris Hemsworth and J.J. Watt.
Ooh, J.J. Watt.
Whoa, I knew it.
Well, I have like top five.
Oh.
And J.J. Watt and Chris Hemsworth are both in it.
Oh, who's your other three?
We're not going to talk about that right now. I'd say J-Lo's probably in there, actually. So maybe I have a top six.
J-Lo?
Yeah, J-Lo. She's goals.
Ain't crossing to the other side there.
I would for J-Lo. Hello.
Yeah, right?
Hello. Yeah.
You know?
She's like, what, 50-something? And she looks better than I ever have in all of the years combined. Like, on my best day, added all together, it's still like, meh, J-Lo.
She does get better with age.
Yeah, I really aspire to be like that. I hope I get better with age. Like wine, not like cheese, baby.
Right.
Why do I keep saying baby? I'm so annoying. Baby. I apologize.
I don't know. The person that you were watching Law & Order with or whatever, does he say baby a lot?
I don't understand why you don't believe that I didn't just stay at home. Like, I do that sometimes. Why are you looking at me like that?
I feel like there's a... I saw it too.
Abby. I mean...
What does that mean?
You're like, I hung out.
Okay, first of all, I never sounded like that. Okay. I said I hung out. Like, I was just bored.
That's what I would do.
All right. Have you guys hung out outside of the podcast?
We went and watched you play a softball game.
Besides,
no, we haven't. I don't know why.
I know why. Because you stay at home and you do nothing. And you're like, I can't. I'm like,
okay. But you do too, apparently.
Only one night.
All right. We all need to go out sometime. And then I want Cassie and I just wanted to just like sit and watch YouTube.
That's not creepy.
to see how.
And then I'm magically gonna get Eric Decker, JJ Watt.
No, can you get unmarried men?
Yeah, lookalikes or something.
Oh. Yeah, that does nothing for me. All of your friends are married. You're always trying to set Abby up with single men, and you're like, yeah, Samuel will figure it out. No love thrown my way.
Because he doesn't have faith that I can do it myself.
No, I do. I have faith in you.
No.
I feel like you're way ballsier than I am.
Well, I don't think so.
Well, you're on Bumble, right?
Yeah. Taking a break. Nope. All of September. Done.
Oh, 1 month.
A detox.
Yeah. It's solo
a
September.
Detox.
Yeah, it is a detox.
A detox.
Yes.
Emphasis on the D.
What is wrong with you today? My father listens to this podcast. For the love of Christ.
Here we go.
Oh, God.
Play.
I'm so sorry. I ended it earlier. I had to press re-record again. You wanted me to do what now?
I wanted you to play Nico we could dance on our way out.
Could you play Nico, please, Abby?
I would love to play Nico.
All right. Thanks for listening to the Love Country Talk to Chuck. Don't forget to like and subscribe and leave a note for Sammy.
They're definitely not going to do that with that voice.
That's my...
I do have to say, guys, I keep getting really, 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 really nice DMs. Really? Like, I've gotten a lot of them, so I'm very appreciative of
Sammy,
that.
Sammy, people love you.
Well, that's great. I love them back. I'm just saying, I feel like we didn't ask them to do that, but people are like, I felt the need to let you know. And I'm like, you know what? I appreciate you. Yeah. So I see you, and I love you back.
Yeah, we just being real up on here.
Ew. Just please end it. Play Nico
for
already.
For God's sakes, play Nico Moon.
Okay, here we go.
Bye. Oh.
You're the one that's got to push the thing.
Oh my God, it's getting worse.
Oh my God. She got class. Hey. She got style. Oh. Girl, the thought of you been driving me wild. She treat me good. Good as goes. Everything a man could want. She ain't you. Like you do. Try to move on ever since you've been gone. Make it work with someone new. She ain't you. No, she don't kiss me like you do. I know I got it made. I ain't trying to throw shade. Cause she like a dream come true. She ain't you. You, 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 you. Oh my God, Abby is saying woo, woo.
Yeah. Love Country, Talk to Chuck.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.